Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Tuesday to you. If you've seen the news this morning, you've likely seen the devastation that occurred out of Maryland. And never, who would have that on their bingo card that that situation would happen?
Definitely not me. Definitely not
driving me. A ship into a bridge and it completely collapsing.
Yeah, and the way that it collapsed, it's just
like a domino.
Yeah, I think I've watched the video 15 or 16 times already this morning. Like, it's just, I can't fathom how hitting the bridge where it did made it collapse like it did too. Crazy.
Not an engineer.
No. I mean, Lego's about the farthest I've gone with my building.
and obviously the numbers, I think, are changing, and they're working through cars on the bridge that were there, certain things like that. And we'll look at some stats on the bridge in general, probably throughout the morning. How many people typically travel it per day? Is this a heavy?
Yeah, it was around, 4 o'clock this morning? Three or four o'clock?
It definitely was kind of in the darkness of the night, it seemed like.
Yeah, I think the actual wreck happened around 1:40-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then it kind of broke and everything as the morning went.
Bill, you've traveled to Maryland a few times. Nat's got, obviously, family from Maryland, right? From the Baltimore kind of area?
Yeah, just outside of Baltimore. Yeah, they're big family. They're all around.
Have you driven this bridge before?
I don't know if I have used the Francis Scott Key Bridge, or the Key Bridge, as it is commonly referred to. I think that is kind of goes into D.C., so I have not used that one.
And I don't know if it's a major thoroughfare. You know, is it the 77?
I may have used that. I just can't really remember.
Like how,
how many
like
vehicles per day?
I think it's 300,000 cars per day.
Is that a lot for that area, I guess? Or is that kinda...
I think so. I mean, that area around D.C. and Baltimore and people traveling in and out, always some traffic.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm sure that there's some effect. Obviously, I mean, this was a massive cargo ship, too, that hit the bridge. So that is obviously going to have some effect on the canal usage. That is going to play a huge role in all of this, too.
Well, just the bridge being in the water.
Exactly.
I don't know how people are going to use that canal to get back and forth
until
they clean
it
all that up. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take weeks, months to clean that up.
And then the whole process of rebuilding a bridge and everything, it's the video is absolutely wild. We've got the video.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah. It's going to be on every network that you look at.
Yeah,
today.
It's going to be everywhere.
All over the place.
Yeah. When I woke up at 4 this morning, it was everywhere already. So it's just going to, as the day goes on and we learn more, it'll be all over the news.
Compliments of MSNBC.
Oh, thank you. It's even hard to watch. WSICnews.com, all the social platforms, we've got the video on there right now. And this bridge just crumbling after the ship hits appears to be a main pillar, if you would.
Right. It was definitely weight-bearing.
Yeah, direct shot at it, too. And so a lot of questions to ask, a lot of things, I'm sure. I mean, obviously, the investigation will be very extensive. A lot of people involved. I mean, you got to imagine what the EPA's get involved at some point.
Yeah, they're saying like dozens of agencies are already out there. The diving rescues have been going on. He said it gets tricky because they're dealing with darkness.
Yeah,
right. As well as that harbor is kind of current driven. And they believe the tide was kind of starting to recede a little bit. So that just, you know, all that stuff factors in, not to mention water temperature, which I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, layer upon layer upon layer to the situation.
Right. So definitely sending my thoughts and prayers, our thoughts and prayers, WSIC, up to
Maryland.
Up to old Maryland, yeah.
Yeah, our neighbors to the north. Cousins.
Indeed.
Cousins, if you would.
Yeah.
Definitely a tragic thing. And I go to North Carolina's expanding its port section, right? Like we're dredging the harbor territory out there toward the coast. So don't know how at all the design of all this stuff and the factors there. But, you know, it's a game of numbers, right? And so X number of ships pass through the channel at some point, right?
Early reports from what I read was that this ship was going out.
Okay, it was
leaving.
That's what I saw. It just left
going
port.
To Sri Lanka.
Okay.
And that the that it had lost power.
Oh.
So they didn't have control of the ship. They were possibly told to drop anchor, and all. It's still such a fresh story. They didn't really have any of that information.
Yeah.
Or, you know, didn't disclose any of that information.
Right.
So all this is ongoing. But apparently they were told to drop anchor. The anchor, I'm being told even anchors in that little short stretch of time wouldn't have necessarily been able to stop the boat from going.
Sure.
I think there were also some people working construction on the actual bridge. So yeah, I guess they lost control, and usually they said like one of the fail safes that they have is like a tugboat will be tugging you out,
pulling you out of the channel to the ocean.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
That all indications say this did not have that. But I know those pilot or those, you know, captains, people who drive the ship.
Yeah.
Right. They know those canals like the back of their hand.
You have to.
Even with those monster ships, because even compared to the bridge, the ship looks
small.
The ship is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely a long investigation and thorough. Yeah. Terrible news to wake up to.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
There you go. Happy Tuesday. And still, things got to continue on here, though. We keep going, and it's kind of the mantra sometimes when you see the news, and it's like, what do you do to just kind of keep going?
Right.
You know, you pulled me out of my dark place yesterday, ma'am, so thanks for that. You know, I went down two rabbit holes.
I did.
Only
I
two
pulled
rabbit
you
holes.
Out of
yeah,
it.
Sure. Yeah, only two rabbit holes yesterday, I think, during the show.
Only two.
Three if you include Chick-fil-A.
You know Monday. I did watch today's Real Talk yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Claudia, how she pronounced
Chick-fil-A. Did you giggle when she said it? We did. We definitely did here. That was
and
it was
Catawba too. See the other one that she
said. Yeah, Catawba.
Catawba. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
You can throw that out every once in a while. So, today though, exciting. We do have the director of Merlefest, Wes Whitson, coming on the show at 7:30. We are going to be giving away tickets to Merlefest. We actually.
Woo-hoo!
Already, there's one contest going on. If you took place in Merle Madness with us here at WSIC via our Instagram, entered a bracket, then you've got a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets already before we even start doing even more giveaways
That's
for
right.
it.
That's right.
So Wes will be joining us via video at 7:30. You're going to want to participate with that. Check it out, WSICnews.com, all the socials. And again, we will post that later on in the day, too, if you missed the interview and want to catch a little bit later. Kevin Bacon's in the news as well, back again, who would have thought. Carolina Panthers doing some great things for their fans continuously, or is it just kind of checking
always.
In with the fans? We're checking in. We'll check in. Check in with the fans. We're also going to hear from Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. At some point, maybe even have a little national holidays, maybe some fun fact randomness going on in the world, and Whataburger's making a big splash here. Locally, too. So plenty to work through on the day. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Anything on your mind? Always welcome to come on in anytime. Water's fine. Word of the day also up next. And Jeff, a look at traffic.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:18 on this Tuesday. Hope everyone's doing all right. Let's take a look at the streets. RideICats.com. Alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. There's a few pockets of heavy traffic. There's no No accidents to report. You'll have your typical slowdown in Huntersville and then also going into the city of Charlotte. 77 south, northbound, things were looking good this morning. Again, pockets of heavy traffic, but everything was moving along. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any problems. So hopefully it'll be a good Tuesday for us.
Yep, absolutely, Jeff. And today's Tuesday, meaning that the that ICATS is going to the VA in Salisbury for $1 each way. People get picked up at their front door. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Yeah, the VA trip Tuesday. If you've got appointments at the VA, probably should consider ICATS just cruising you out there for $1 mm-hmm. each way.
For sure.
Whataburger is making a splash. Now, I thought, are there two different chains of Whataburger? Because there's one in Mooresville, right?
There's the local Whataburger.
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 How do you say it?
Whataburger.
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 It almost sounds like water.
Right. Whataburger.
Right? That's how I say
it's like
it.
Like a Whataburger. It's the healthiest thing you can eat.
Well, yeah, it's just water.
The healthiest burger you could possibly have in your entire life.
How long before some restaurant opens up?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I did see on my timeline. Oh, well, I don't. Well, I'm not some of the things I'm not going to talk about on my timeline like I did yesterday. But there was a clip of at a restaurant in somewhere in Asia that it's like little bamboo shoots that run in front of your table
mm-hmm.
that flow water.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they send noodles just through the tubes and you just pick the noodles that you want. From the tube.
Well, that sounds like fun. One noodle at a time?
It's kind of like a little packs of noodles.
Oh, okay.
That'd
take a long time to make your meal if you're just picking up a noodle at a time.
Travel packs. Sorry. Whataburger. Are there two different like businesses that are Whataburger that have the same name? Like you say local. Like so the one in Mooresville,
Solo
Dolo.
There's one in Mooresville. Kannapolis, I think, is still there. But
that's
it's
not
local.
Part of
it's
the
not part of this
Whataburger
Texas chain.
Texas chain.
It's from Texas.
You had a little Texan on there.
Try to say it like Rob does. Texas.
Does Texas have Southern? They have Southern, or is that its own thing?
The Texas accent is different, I think, than the normal Southern accent. Because some of the things Rob says are different than like his accent. You know, some of the things he says with his accent are different.
He don't speak our speak.
He don't talk like me.
But it's not as long drawn as
right.
like Louisiana.
Right.
Down the bayou.
Right. But that Whataburger, that's the Texas chain, is the one that is coming to Charlotte. I'm very excited about.
Yeah, so it looks like the ones here
uh-huh.
are like Whataburger.
Yes.
And this is
hyphenated.
Kind of hyphenated.
Yeah.
Looks like these ones in Texas are
no hyphens.
Right.
So more like Whataburger.
Right.
Whataburger.
Yeah.
Trying to say it with the
right
gusto
without the hyphens.
Without the hyphens.
Right. But here it's what a burger?
Yeah.
Question mark?
That's it.
What? No. What? What a burger?
Oh!
Exclamation point!
right. Yeah.
Cheerwine with that? Question mark?
You know that Whataburger here is where
Whataburger?
They invented the cherry lemon sun drop.
Oh, they have that official sign
yeah.
like there still.
So you can thank them for that.
It's funny when you drive into downtown Mooresville though, and now adjacent to the Whataburger. Is this, I guess, mixed-use building, apartments, and the retail on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
I think. So it's interesting, like, all of a sudden, like, now there's this big new building right next
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, and I felt like that one, like, grew
went
overnight.
Up.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, because I think it was, like, a month or two that I, in between not going to downtown Mooresville, and Katie and I were driving through, and she's like, was that there last time we were here? I was like, definitely not.
It's amazing what they can do with buildings
overnight.
These
it
days.
Went up fast.
It's kind of like inflatables. It's like a bouncy house. You just, you just
it
plug
like,
it in,
yeah.
and there it goes.
Went up real fast. But the Whataburger, have you ever had the Texas?
I have not. I've not been to Texas.
So it's usually like the Whataburger versus the In-N-Out.
That's like, the rivalry.
That's the rivalry.
I'm not mad at Whataburger coming in. I've been saying In-N-Out should be coming here for years now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll ever come this way.
Never say never. Don't do that to me.
I don't think it will. I could be wrong though. Sometimes I'm wrong.
But Whataburger coming to Charlotte. Now, is this too far? So Albemarle Road.
Yeah, I'm.
Not going. Is that way too far?
Even Albemarle Road. That's way far out.
That's Charlotte.
Yeah, man, that's far.
And this is gonna. Do you think that this has the Chick-fil-A effect where the cars get backed up into the street
oh,
into
yes,
the public right
for
away?
Sure. When Shake Shack opened, remember all people lost their minds over that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Dobie talks about how people will like sleep outside.
At Whataburger?
Well, just at like these fast food chains, just to be like, or these new restaurants, or yeah, fast food chains.
Just to be the first one.
Just to be the first, yeah.
Thinking you're gonna like first customer, you get $1 million.
Right.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
No, not doing that. Not even for $1 million. Am I gonna? Gosh, would I sleep outside a restaurant to be the first
on
one?
On Albemarle Road.
No, never. Couldn't do it.
You have to sleep on Albemarle Road outside.
Can I get a sleeping bag?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
No tent.
But
no tent, no cap.
But to know that I'm going to get $1 million, I don't know. Maybe.
You know what else is worth $1 million?
What?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird.
The person who can fix my memory.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Today's word of the day, presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through 28th. We're going to talk a little bit more, a lot more about Merlefest here in the next segment. Today's word of the day is genuflect.
Genuflect.
Genuflect. You heard this
one?
That's
a fun word.
Mm. It's all right.
It's kind of like a combo of genuine and reflection.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Kinda.
It's a verb.
It's a verb. For those following along at home, it's genuflect. Genuflect.
Do you want to genuflect? Because it's what you do.
At times.
Oh.
It depends. Definitely depends. Hmm.
Categorically. Okay, may we have it in a sentence, please, sir?
Yes, the politician was criticized for genuflecting to corporate interests.
Deflecting.
Deflecting? No.
No.
Something like...
That slight pause gave me hope in a brief moment.
I can't think of the word that I... But almost like sucking up to. Is that it?
Okay, it's a little bit different than that. I'm going to read one more sentence because I...
Brown nosing.
Justin and Mamie, hosts of Good Morning LKN, don't genuflect to norms. They innovate, entertain, and keep their audience engaged with each broadcast.
Krusty.
No. So what'd you guys say? Like sucking up?
Yeah, brown
nosing.
That's
what Mamie said. I don't know if I agree with that one.
It's a little bit nicer way of... saying that, to genuflect is to kneel or nearly kneel on one knee and then rise again in worship, or as an act of respect.
Mm.
In figurative use, genuflect means to be humbly obedient or respectful.
Okay.
Oh.
So yeah, you do want
genuinely
reflect.
What it means.
On your respect.
Yeah.
Of someone else.
So yeah, nice. You guys were spot on. Yeah, man. Good job. Genuflect. I hadn't heard that word before.
Oh, that's a good word.
Made me think of Genuine.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out Genuine.
The artist? The
rapper? The singer?
He sings.
Yeah.
He does sing. Yeah.
He sings.
Last Genuine banger you heard, Bill?
Is it not My Pony?
The only one?
Oh.
Yeah. That's the one.
That's the one hit wonder.
He was on The Masked Singer.
He was also on.
He's got some deep cuts too.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Parks and Rec.
Was he?
Yeah. Remember Little Sebastian?
Love Little Sebastian.
Bye bye, Little Sebastian. Wait, no, that's
yeah,
not.
I know.
That was American Pie. I almost started singing right there.
I thought you were about to start ripping the Little Sebastian song from the show. I remember the word of the day from yesterday, but.
But you remember a single song from an episode you saw 4 years ago?
Right, which was Dragoon, by the way. Dragoon.
Oh, yesterday.
Similar to Crab Rangoon.
Yeah.
Right. The year of the Dragoon.
Get some Crab Rangoon sauce. We talked about food already. 7:18 probably somewhere around that time for Whataburger.
You did a whole segment with Whataburger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So now we'll move on. But Old Crow Medicine Show headlining Merlefest, Turnpike Troubadours, the Teskey Brothers, Nickel Creek. A lot of great artists. We're having Wes Whitson, who is the director of Merlefest, on.
The festival director.
Yeah, he's the director of the festival.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like if the festival had a director, Wes would be it.
Yeah, no, that's his title, for sure.
And he's joining us at 7:30. And we'll have him via video chat to talk about Merlefest and the, I don't know, how do you coordinate this many artists
a lot
in
of moving
one
parts.
Location?
I don't know.
It's a conundrum in my mind from a management side.
I'm looking forward to hearing how he does it.
And this isn't the first year. Like, it's not like this is like Fire Festival. You know what I mean? Like, one and done.
Right.
This has been going on for quite some time and doesn't look like it's going to slow down.
No, definitely not.
April 25th through the 28th, we will be giving away tickets to Merlefest. We got quite a few we're going to be able to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it's going to happen live on the radio. Some of it's going to happen on through our Instagram page. Some of it's going to be maybe you go to Walmart and walk up to somebody and they just hand you a four-pack. I don't know.
I don't know yet. I don't know.
But Wes is going to also help us sort through some of these things. Of all the artists, and I don't like picking favorites. You guys know that, right? I mean, I'm very broad. I don't really dial into things.
Yeah. I know that about you.
I am excited about Sam Bush, though.
Yeah.
Sam Bush.
It'll be a good one.
So I'm excited about. Old Crow Medicine Show's been around a long time, too.
Yeah, I mean, Wagon Wheel?
Because they're the ones who wrote Wagon Wheel.
Yep.
Or they are, and I don't even know if wrote's the right, what they actually did, but they first sang it?
They were the first ones.
They were the first.
I'm pretty sure they're the ones that wrote it, too. So they're not mad that Darius Rucker sang it.
Well, why would they?
Making some money.
Yeah,
they
probably
too.
Now they get to go just hang out at Merlefest.
Yeah, just listen to people. I actually somebody told me that they saw Old Crow Medicine Show. Only song they knew was Wagon Wheel, and it was one of their favorite concerts ever. Still,
where'd they see him at Cracker Barrel?
At Merlefest. Somewhere.
Oh.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Joan Doniger, Bloomberg Radio.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33. Good morning to you. We're working through a couple of things here with Wes Whitson, who is the director of Merlefest. He has confirmed, and he is in the room. We're working on the technology connection here. We would love to get video with him. That would be phenomenal. But worst case, we have given him the old traditional phone number to give us a dial if he would rather. If the technology just doesn't want to cooperate, 844-788-3464.
Wes, are you out there?
64.
I'm out here.
Again, Wes Whitson of Merlefest, the director of the festival, is going to be joining us here shortly, just working through the technology side of things to make that happen. Wilkes Community College is who puts on Merlefest each year. So a community college getting involved at a high level in the arts and cultural scene, and one that has become, again, quite a staple. It's beyond North Carolina, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it's well beyond.
Big, big show. Brings a lot of people in.
I will say I'm happy that it happens in North Carolina because I'm not then required to do a lot of traveling to go somewhere else. Have you ever done an overnight festival? Have we talked about that?
I never have.
Never decided, like, hey, I'm going to go and... You didn't go to Firefest on that island?
I did not go to Firefest.
Did you get invited? You're an influencer. Did you get invited?
I was not an influencer.
At the time. No. But now, Fire Festival 2?
Definitely.
Because I think
invited.
He's back out, right? The
he
guy?
Is trying to do it again. Okay.
Hey, Wes.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely. Thanks for coming. We were just talking about, the cool thing is at least Merlefest is legit, unlike Fire Fest. Like, you guys actually put on a real festival every single year, which is phenomenal for us. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, glad to be here, man. Sorry for the technical difficulties there getting started. I don't know what was up with that.
No issues whatsoever. I'm like a chicken with my head cut off most days, so we appreciate you joining us. So, Merlefest, you're the director. What's your, like, pregame? Are you, like, big on Red Bull or anything like that? Because how do you keep this many artists organized the way that you guys have to as a team?
Well, I don't like to admit it, so hopefully this isn't on the air, but every now and then I'll have a Diet Mountain Dew this time of year just to really kick it in, you know what I mean, and just go that extra mile. it's kind of a crazy time, but I got a good team and a lot of good people here. We all work together to get the job done. We work all year long just for Merlefest, so it's a well-oiled machine by the time they strike the first chord out there.
And how many years have you been the director of Merlefest?
This will be my third festival.
Okay.
As the director. Been with the college for a while, though.
And do you have a separate role for the rest of the, I mean, it's a full-time gig put on Merlefest, don't get me wrong, but do you do anything else with Wilkes Community College in addition to Merlefest, or is this your focus all year long is making this festival great?
This is definitely my focus. Merlefest is festival director is my title here at the college, and that is my focus. But I am I work for the Wilkes Community College Foundation, and the foundation hosts several different fundraisers throughout the year to support the different causes here at the college, student scholarships and whatnot. But Merlefest is by far the biggest fundraiser that Wilkes Community College presents annually. Been doing it since 1988.
So a fundraiser for the many departments, many wonderful things happening at Wilkes Community College. This year in particular, so your third year as director, what would you say like the overarching goal is for this year's festival? Because you guys have brought in artists from all over the world, thousands of people. I mean, how can it get any better?
Well, we're always striving just to do what we do better each and every year. We're not looking to grow. Our campus is only so big, so we're not looking to grow in the number of people we can bring to the festival, but in the ways that we can help the students here by raising money for them and putting on a great show. So many artists think of Merlefest as a bucket list item for them, so we get a lot of great names here and treat them well while they're here. But those unique collaborations and things like that just kind of happen when these folks get together. That's what we're all about, is showing our folks something that they won't see just anywhere.
Are you from Wilkes County, or where are you from?
No, man, I'm from Charlotte. I grew up, I went to West Charlotte High School and grew up down there, and lived in the mountains for a long time after I left there, and just made my way to Wilkesboro, long story short, and started working as the operations manager here at the college for the festival that I was a fan of for a long time. So it was pretty neat to get involved.
Wes Whitson, director of Merlefest, merlefest.org. WSIC is going to be giving away tickets to Merlefest if you're part of Merle Madness, our NCAA March Madness tournament bracket challenge right now. The winner of that will receive a 4-pack of tickets April 25th through the 28th. Wes, you got a favorite artist that's come through in all your years of Merlefest? Like, you can go back even to 1995 if you want to. Who has been, would you say, one of your favorites of all the years of Merlefest?
Well, I would have to say that Willie Nelson is probably at the top of my list, and Dolly Parton being here at the festival. Not to mention the years that Doc Watson was alive, of course. He was just unreal. But yeah, I would say Willie's probably been my favorite. I loved discovering John Prine here years ago. But the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, I mean, there's just been so many. James Taylor was here back in 17. That was a pretty good one there. Zach Brown Band. But yeah, Willie probably tops my list if I had to pick a personal favorite there.
That's great. And Old Crow Medicine Show is headlining this year. Have you talked to Old Crow Medicine? Do you talk to the bands too as part of your job or no?
We cross paths, that's for sure. So I've gotten to know some of these guys as they've been around. But that's right, Old Crow is going to kick things off for us on Thursday night. They're the closing act for Thursday. But we've got Turnpike Troubadours and the Teskey Brothers and Nickel Creek and Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, Larkin Poe, Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real. So
Sam Bush.
Sam Bush Band. It's going to be a stacked weekend for sure.
So day of, let's talk about day of for the festival for people that are considering going. Maybe they're just interested in a day, a typical day just to go rather than the 4 days. Cause you know, some people can't get off work for all 4 days, Wes, you know that, right? There's people out here that you have a following. I'm sure you guys have people that show up a week before trying to park the RVs already on the land, I would imagine. But for someone wanting to go for just a day, what's the experience that they would expect if they've never been before? And maybe some tips and recommendations you would have of how to navigate a single day of the festival.
Well, sure. We've got all kinds of ticket packages out there, certainly single day tickets. And then we've got the 3 days if folks could maybe squeeze in a little bit more than the typical weekend there. And 4-day passes, of course, VIP stuff. But anyway, if somebody was coming up for the day, we've got 12 stages and about 100 artists that are playing over the 4 days. So whatever day they choose to come, they're going to see all kinds of music. I would wear comfortable shoes that you can hike around in a good bit, going from stage to stage. Although it is fairly condensed. Our campus is not what you would call sprawling and widespread. It's a mountainous terrain. It's all close together, but there are some hills and things like that to navigate. But we got free parking. We've got a free shuttle. The Boy Scouts, all the Boy Scout troops from around the area, they've got a fleet of about 15 buses, school buses, that they shuttle folks from our free parking right to the front gate. They're handing out programs once you get inside. You can bring a cooler and bring snacks and that sort of thing, but we got all kinds of food vendors. These are all local nonprofit organizations, athletic booster clubs, raising money for their cause. So we support all kinds of different volunteer groups and organizations, helping them raise the money they need every year. But dress for all four seasons. It could be really chilly in the morning and then really warm in the afternoon. And we do get a little rain every now and then at Merlefest.
Wes Whitson, director of Merlefest, joining us right now, merlefest.org. So rain or shine, the festival goes on.
You got it, man. Rain or shine.
And so for all these different artists, and if I look at the website again, merlefest.org, and I look at the schedule, any particular day that in past has been the busiest, you know, between Thursday, Friday, obviously Saturday. Is Saturday a safe bet as far as what you're looking at as the busiest day?
It is. We usually hit the higher numbers on Saturday, but a lot of folks are there throughout the whole deal. They show up. Our gates open Thursday afternoon at 1:30, and it just rolls on from there.
You know, people are going to ask me about food during Merlefest, right? Because when you go, you got to eat in addition to having a great show. Talk to us about the culinary side of what people can expect during Merlefest and some of those vendors you guys will have out as well.
I'm glad you asked about that. That's another cool aspect of this festival. Again, these are all nonprofit organizations raising money. I mentioned the Boy Scouts running the buses. There's another Boy Scout troop or organization that's famous for selling barbecue chicken at the festival. And they go back. They've been doing it for they've been here about as long as the festival, 30 some years. This same organization's been selling barbecue chicken. It's famous. People love it. But there's funnel cakes, there's Mexican food, there's all kinds of stuff. We've got it could be a local church or something like that. I'm trying to think. We've got the local Hospitality House is a great organization, and they're there raising money by selling hot dogs. They sell something called an Elvis dog that's got peanut butter and who knows what and a banana on it, I believe. And served in a hot dog suit, of course. So we have a lot of fun at Merlefest. The food is an experience in itself, not to mention the shops and the kids' activities and all this stuff.
We're talking with Wes Whitson of Merlefest. He is the director of the festival, merlefest.org. Wes, can you hang out for a bit longer? We got to take a break on radio. Okay, digital fam, we're going to stick around. We're gonna get a little personal with Wes here. We're gonna find out a little bit more. See how much of a fan of Merlefest the director really is. So WSICnews.com, all the social platforms. Stick around with us. Radio fam will be back shortly. Again, merlefest.org. You're gonna have your chance to win some tickets over the next couple of weeks. You don't want to miss this one.
Great, I love it.
All right, we are on digital break now, Wes, so no radio right now. This is only for the social media family that they're watching and sticking around with us right now. All right, so you said Willie Nelson is the best. Favorite Willie Nelson song that you remember him performing at Merlefest? Because I can imagine, Wes, you were in the crowd, probably seven rows deep, shouting and singing along. Give it to us right now. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to let you down on that one. Willie is my favorite performer, and Willie was one of my favorite performers that performed at the festival, but I was not there for that performance.
Oh, no.
But Remember Me is probably my favorite Willie Nelson song.
Okay, that's fair. And no doubt he played that one while he was there, I would imagine.
I would hope so.
Yeah. All right. So the running around and the behind the scenes stuff here for you guys, for you as the director right now, what's like a typical day as we lead up? We're coming up on April 1st already, which is absolutely crazy, by the way.
You said it.
What's your day looking like as far as planning right now? Because I imagine a lot of the things are probably locked in by now, hopefully, right?
That's the plan, is to have it all locked in pretty much at this point. So we're kind of on autopilot, just doing what we know to do, hitting our marks. We try not to bring any new ideas, even if they're good ones, to the table and hash out anything like that, because there's just simply not time. We've got our tent company is showing up today, actually, to start the very first of the process as far as starting to install over, 100 different tents of all varying sizes on campus. So I've got a great operations manager who is making sure that goes without a hitch. And so we're having meetings. We just had a kind of our final events team meeting where our about 15 people that work on Merle Fest throughout the year get together and just make sure everybody's informed of what's going on in the different departments. But we've got marketing department, sponsorship, site operations, programming. Everybody's in there just doing their thing. Really, it's a lot of organizing of credentials at this point and making sure we get everybody, including the attending media, get everybody taken care of and make sure we have a good time. Safety briefings, of course, with our campus police department. It's nuts.
quite a bit of organizing, no doubt. We do want to give a shout out to Natasha, who's been great to work with, by the way. She is just phenomenal, top notch there on your team.
Absolutely. I wish she was in here. I'd pull her on into the interview. Natasha Evans has done a great job. She's new to the position. She's been with the college for a while, but this is her first round as head honcho of the sponsorship department from Merle Fest. And she loves to go out and meet people and do exactly what I do, share cool things about Merle Fest. It's a lot of fun. She does a great job with it.
All right, we're coming on back from break right now, Wes.
Sounds good.
Good morning, okay, and 7:48. You probably just heard a little bit of the inside there. We're chatting with Wes Whitson, the director of Merle Fest, merlefest.org. Merle Fest's been going on for quite some time, decades, and been put on by Wilkes Community College. Wes, what is the sentiment around the college campus right now and among the student body as it relates to Merle Fest?
There's excitement. It's kind of like having an amazing football team that wins the championship every year. Everybody's looking forward to the festival. Everybody plays a part. Our student clubs, our advisors, instructors, everybody's out there helping out. We've got a great situation going with our exclusive beverage provider, Pepsi, where they supply the beverages that our student clubs sell at all the drink booths, and all those profits go right back into those student clubs. So you've got, 15 different clubs throughout the college, whether it be nursing or automotive, and they're there doing their part. They may be running coffee back and forth on golf carts or at a drink booth selling Pepsis, and they do very well. And again, they're counting on that money to fund their programs throughout the year.
Merle Fest.
Everybody plays their part and has a good time. We're excited.
Merle Fest being a big fundraiser for Wilkes Community College, a multi-day festival, April 25th through the 28th, over 12 stages, over 100 artists all combined. Wes has a handwritten piece of paper that has it all organized on it for he and his entire team. One of the aspects, we talked about the food vendors a little bit. There's also, though, like actual art vendors there as well. What's it like combining that aspect for vendors to come in and sell their products and goods and what they're creating in the art scene in addition to music?
That's an exciting piece. It really takes this from just a festival experience to really what you think of as a true festival type experience. Not only is there just amazing music and art in that form, but there's also all these folks that are at the festival that are selling artwork that they've made. We have a heritage crafts tent where folks that they sell the wares that they make, and while they're there selling what they make, they're demonstrating how they make it. So that's a heritage crafts tent that's really, really a draw in and amongst itself. then all you've got all these other shops, vendors that are selling all kinds of different clothing and jewelry and pottery and just you name it. But we have a silent auction as well, and there's a lot of really cool artwork. There's some artist artwork in there from some local artists that is really popular. Metal sculptures, all kinds of stuff. You can really find some unique things at our silent auction.
Yeah, it sounds like, too, it's not just the Wilkes Community College family, but the whole town is involved. What's that partnership been like?
Well, good morning. You've been off camera till now.
Sorry. Hey, I'm Mamie.
Sorry, I do that, Wes, where I'm very rude most days to Mamie, and I apologize. Wes, this is Mamie.
Hi, Wes.
This is Wes. Hey, sorry.
Very nice to meet you. Well, as I said earlier, we've got over 60 different local organizations that are doing things at the festival. Anything from parking cars to helping serve food or working at a crosswalk or being a volunteer group that helps out at our front gates or something like that. There's just widespread involvement throughout the community because the economic impact on our community is just so huge for those 4 days of the festival. We're a little bitty town here in a big old county, but a little town, and we fill it up with a lot of people for 4 days. So it's a lot of fun, and it's really just a cool thing to be a part of.
4 days of the festival. How many people are you anticipating over the course of 4 days?
Generally, we hit over the 70,000 mark for the 4 days, so I'm hoping we get to the 75-ish mark this year. But it fluctuates a little bit there, and of course, during the COVID years, we dipped down just a little bit, but we shot right back up to where we expected to be in 2023. 2022 was a good jump up, and then we hit 23. We're right back on track, and all our fans are back and even new fans, so we're super excited.
You mentioned the free parking. That's certainly a big aspect when you're moving people, that many people in and out of one location. Is there like a time of day you recommend? Like if people are going to arrive for any of the days, is it be there by 7 a.m. or else you're going to park in the back? Or kind of what do you think is the going rate on that?
Well, I did want to mention that you reminded me there just a second ago talking about free parking. Kids under 12 are also admitted free into Merlefest. So bring the family. It's definitely a family event. We're known for running a very safe, family-friendly event. There's no alcohol sold at Merlefest, so that's another piece that is pretty unique. But like I said earlier, our gates open Thursday afternoon, but Friday morning and Saturday morning and Sunday morning, we get started early. So, gates open at 9:30, so I'd get on up and take the little trip up the road and come visit us in Wilkesboro. But just anytime people want to roll in, there's never a lot of traffic or a line. We've got great free parking across the street from the college, so it's an easy flow right off of Highway 421 to that free parking, and then those shuttles bring you right to the gate. The shuttles start rolling as soon as the gates open, so there's never a backup at the gate. You can just come on in and have a great day.
I'm looking here, too, on merlefest.org at the RV options here, because we do have some friends that love taking the RV up to the mountains. And so if I see here the on-campus RV parking, that's already sold out. There's none left for that.
There's actually a little bit of that left. But that's a super popular option there. It's right down kind of on the lower level of campus. We park about 80 RVs. In there, and all those folks come back. A lot of them come back year after year. They have a great time up there, and it's really cool because you can sit at your camper and sit back and relax and hear the music from there, or just stroll around throughout the day and have your RV right nearby. But that's the only camping that we really offer on campus for the festival. But there are tons of campgrounds, several of which have shuttles that bring people right to the front gates. And the campground scene is definitely a scene in and amongst itself as well.
And so there's free parking, but there's front gate parking that's sold out, main entrance parking sold out, on-campus parking, the beige lot is sold out. I mean, you guys are rocking and rolling already, and we're not even April 1 yet.
Yeah, we sell some on-campus parking, and that's popular too. It seems to sell out quicker and quicker.
You've got the backstage tour stuff too. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and kind of some of those options that if people want to look into purchasing backstage tour tickets?
that's pretty cool because Merlefest has such a history, you know, going back to 1988 and how it all started. I could talk forever about the history and how Merlefest was started as a fundraiser just for the gardens here on campus. They had an idea to build the Garden of the Senses here, which is a garden for the blind, where there's interactive sculptures and Braille descriptions and things like that. And Doc Watson got involved with that, the famous folk legend Doc Watson, and he said he'd be glad to help with the fundraiser as long as they named it in honor of his late son Merle Watson, and that's how it began in '88. He started inviting his buddies, and he had buddies like Earl Scruggs and Bill Monroe and Grandpa Jones and all the and Emmylou Harris. And so it grew really quickly. But our backstage area has all kinds of history to it. Doc has a personal dressing room back there that people get a little tour of. That is really a very kind of hallowed ground that is reserved back there for just our most special guests. So we think our fans are special guests. We like to give them a little peek into the action. They also get to see behind the scenes backstage, all the production. See artists milling around back there. So it's pretty cool. And it happens during the festival, of course.
There's also, I'm seeing here, the Merlefest Mega Raffle. You don't even have to be a ticket holder to be able to buy a Mega Raffle ticket to purchase. You guys are giving away or someone's going to win a Ford Bronco out there? Is that for real?
Yeah, man. Yeah, the Mega Raffle, man. That's a great opportunity there to help our students. All the proceeds from that go to our SAGE first year experience program at the college. But yeah, we got a Ford Bronco in there. I think you can actually win a backstage tour with me and Presley Barker, who is an up and coming young musician. So we'll personally be giving a backstage tour to somebody that wins that off the Mega Raffle there. But lots of different prizes. There's a Harley Davidson on there. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's the 2024 Ford Bronco, Harley Davidson motorcycle, Kawasaki four wheeler, cash prizes, private backstage tour and dinner, Blackstone griddle, Apple Watch, Mac, e-bike. I mean, my gosh, there's a lot of opportunity here, and a great opportunity for people to support Wilkes Community College and the efforts you guys are doing. Wes, your personal take on how important the community college scene is, not only just to the state of North Carolina, but to education as a whole.
Oh, it's huge. The opportunities that we're providing at Wilkes Community College and all the colleges in the North Carolina network are just so important to the quality of life and the opportunities that are available for students and adults who want to further their educations and further their quality of life in one way or another. We're working closely with local industry to make sure we know that what they're looking for in the next employee, whether it be training and skills. So it's a close connection there, and we're trying to do our best to produce folks out into send folks out into the workforce to be successful and really get what they want out of life. And a lot of folks in rural areas don't have those opportunities unless they find somewhere like Wilkes Community College to make that happen.
Wes Whitson, director of Merlefest. Sir, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Looking forward to a great festival, merlefest.org, April 25th. Through the 28th at Wilkes Community College. There are tickets still available for purchase. WSIC is going to be giving away tickets, so you have a chance to win, and then you can go there and spend your money and support Wilkes Community College. Thanks, Wes. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Very nice to meet you guys. Glad to chat anytime.
Take care.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Good morning, LKN 8:06. Thank you again to Wes Whitson, director of Merlefest. We got to hang out and chat all things Merlefest, which is coming up very soon. Merlefest.org, you can visit there to get some more information. April 25th through the 20th, we'll be giving away tickets. We got Wolfpack Gary still on the phone right now?
Yeah, that's me.
Wolfpack Gary, what's happening, brother?
Yeah, what about that Wolfpack? They're the last two... They're the last two-digit seed team to be in the Sweet 16. All the other ones got knocked off.
Gary, you got a bracket going right now?
No,
No, I just picked the malt bracket. It didn't do good.
You did one of those automated ones.
So many upsets. I don't see how anybody could have done good, but they say some did.
Somebody has
but
to do
I
good,
got
right?
Slaughtered. I got slaughtered on mine.
I'm still getting slaughtered for whatever reason.
The only thing I was right, I did predict four of the ACC teams to make the Sweet 16.
Who you got winning the whole thing, right. Gary? Who you think wins the whole thing?
I'm pulling for NC State, but Duke and Carolina's looking real good. Mm-hmm. I hope an ACC team gets it.
As compared to who? Who do you not want to win right now, Gary? Tell me who you absolutely do
UConn.
Not.
I can't stand UConn. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it their mascot or their name?
There are two teams that there are two colleges I can't stand to see win nothing. Actually three. Southern Cal, UCLA, and UConn.
Is it the mascot you don't like? You don't like the Huskies or
the
you
colors?
Don't,
well,
I just don't like the team. Well, see what made me hate UCLA because they won seven championships in a row when I was a kid, and nobody could ever knock them off until NC State come up and knocked them off back in '74. Yeah, they put an end to their seven straight championships.
You think Wolfpack, what if it comes down to, because it could, right, be Wolfpack and Carolina, right? Is that possible here?
Yeah, Wolfpack and Carolina, all they got to do is, I think it's the Wolfpack and Duke. They win their next two games, they play each other in the Elite Eight.
Yep, Gary's on
it. They win their next game, they'll be playing each other again.
And same with Clemson and Carolina. If they win, they'll play
one
another.
Same thing with Clemson and Carolina. They win their next game, they'll play each other.
A lot of ACC representation, yeah. Gary. We love to see it.
It sure is. They looked awful strong, hadn't they?
Right. They got it wrong before the tournament started.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
we're
sure
here.
Did. I think there should have been more ACC teams in there. There wouldn't, but five. Virginia's the only one that got knocked off.
Right.
Gary, let me ask you, is the results of the NCAA tournament provide hope for Carolina Panthers fans?
I don't think it provides no hope for the Carolina Panthers, but it certainly looks good for the colleges.
Yeah, that's true. No,
it's fun for us to see
some. The ACC back on the map.
Yeah,
that's it.
See some Carolina teams winning. That's
Gary,
a good
don't
time.
Let him fool you. ACC never left the map, brother. We're still here.
No, we never left the map. We won a. Yeah, we won as much or more than any other conference as far as championships go in basketball.
We win, Gary. That's what we do around here.
And I think SEC's got it in football.
Mm.
Okay.
For now,
yeah, we're coming after them too.
More football championships than any other conference.
Yep.
Yep.
We're coming after them too. You know what I mean? NC yeah. State next year.
Yeah, except for my football team, it's an SEC team, LSU.
Well, come on now, Gary. Don't be confusing
that's my
us
football
now.
Team.
Go Tigers.
I pull for NC State, but that's my basketball team.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Gary, we appreciate
LSU's
you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. You have a good one.
You too, man. Bye, we appreciate Gary. You.
Bye bye. Oh, yeah.
Wolfpack Gary, baby.
Yep.
Coming out swinging with the AC, repping that ACC hard.
Absolutely. You love to see it. I mean, a lot of people downplayed the ACC's performance going into the tournament. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Me in particular.
Right.
Could you imagine the shirts that they're going to make as part? Because, you know, that's all part of it, right? The new gear that gets made. Imagine the four North Carolina teams on the shirts if they all make it.
Yep. And I know there's a big, you know, college is going through that whole like conference realignment and all that stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, this might be, you know, one of the last true ACC pushes. You know, Noah and Emmy will grow up knowing a different ACC.
They sure will. One that
I don't even know
know
how I feel about that.
Yeah, that's almost saddening.
Yeah.
Does it matter the conference like at this point? Like, I guess what does that matter?
It's more just from a tradition.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Old rivals. Yeah, I mean, that part is probably just the only hard thing to let go of. Or, you know, sometimes people don't like change.
What is it, division or conference, whatever, that was here in Charlotte for the tournament, right? Because they did play here in Charlotte.
Yeah, it's
bit.
Just the first two rounds of the tournament. So each location plays two rounds.
Uh-huh.
So we had the round of 64 the round of 32 here in Charlotte, and now I believe they're going elsewhere.
The whole round, every game.
Not every game.
Right.
So it's in
four.
Yeah, it's in four different locations. Yeah.
I know there was one was Pennsylvania was one, right? I think Pittsburgh was Pittsburgh.
Yeah, all over New York. I mean,
Dallas,
yeah.
I think, was another one.
Yeah, I like the way the girls' hoops do it, though, because they, if you're the top seed or one of the top seeds, it looks like you kind of get a home game.
That's nice.
Kind of gives those players one last opportunity to play at their home court.
Have Caitlin Clark and play the South Carolina Gamecocks yet or no?
No, not yet. You would honestly know about that.
I would know about that.
Yeah, it would show up on your timeline.
It definitely would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of the many things that show up on my timeline.
Oh my gosh, but South Carolina has this point guard, this freshman point guard, and I have never, she's nice. She's good. Like, I don't know how, usually I can.
How bad would she whoop up on you on the court?
She would skunk me. I mean, they all would, but I know she would. I know she would.
A couple of them you might score a few buckets on.
Yeah, I can't shoot.
What's your strongest role on the court?
Oh, I'm defensive dynamo, effort, intensity, good teammate, slapping hands, making you better.
That's I like that. Like that.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
I like
that's
that.
A true spark plug, energy. True leader,
yeah,
right there.
Absolutely.
Mm. Are you following the women's bracket more than the men's bracket at this point?
I do tune into the women's games more than I have these past 2 years. Yeah. I don't know what they've done, but the women have done something correct to make me interested.
Caitlin Clark?
I think it is the stardom and Caitlin Clark and the
NIL,
you know,
money?
Girls being stars and them marketing the stars the right way, and it's a day of social media, so
who's the guy on Carolina that's really, really good?
Because I could probably name more women's players, and I'm sure you could. Name me one men's college basketball player.
Filipowski.
Okay. Name me one girl college player.
Caitlin Clark.
All right. Name me another men's player.
I got nothing.
That's rough,
see?
Right?
That's rough. Getting old on
it. But anyway, ask me the next question.
Right. Do you know another girls player? Yeah. But yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally wild that I only know literally two players' names. What's Filipowski's first name?
Ron.
George.
I think it's Kyle. You know.
You know.
Something dookie.
He's definitely a dookie.
Kyle. Shout out to all the Kyles out there.
Love all the Kyles. There's a few holidays going on right now that relate to this, possibly, maybe. We'll look at them as soon as we come back.
I doubt it.
Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN, 8:18. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, usually by 8 o'clock, you know when it starts happening.
Roads get crazy.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir. How are things looking?
Good morning, Justin and Mamie. There's lots of traffic, heavy congestion, 77 southbound. From really Langtree, exit 31 in Mooresville, all the way down to about 485, slowdowns, but very heavy traffic this morning there. And then once you get into the city of Charlotte, 77 is heavy congestion as you're going into the city of Charlotte this morning. 77 northbound, when you get up around exit 23 in Huntersville, heavy traffic, some slowdowns there. No accidents to report. Statesville and Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems on the secondary roads, but just be patient if you're going, especially southbound to Charlotte.
Okay, Jeff, we appreciate you. Thankfully, no accidents, but definitely got to pack them patient pants if people are out today. Do you think because it's Tuesday, the slowest day of the week, people are naturally slower on the roads, Jeff?
There's no such thing as slow on the roads in 77. Everybody treats it like a speedway. So, except for when there's slowdowns, but when there's slowdowns, then that's when the craziness happens. People want to try and cut over into the toll lane where they're not supposed to, and it's an interesting ride. But like I say, if you're out there, just practice defensive driving.
Fair enough. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you always with the sound wisdom. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jeff.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. More like NASCAR. That's what. You remember anybody ever doing that?
No, I've never.
You've never heard somebody ever heard. No, that's no way. That's
you're
not
the
true.
Very first person.
NASCAR, like racing.
Yeah.
You remember that, Bill? Was that a thing? That was kind of like the what the.
When was that popular?
The
no, not what that. No, the NASCAR. When was that popular?
NASCAR.
Did you just invent that?
No.
I've never heard that before.
You're from Shelby. You've heard that before.
I've never heard anybody say it like that before. It's more like NASCAR. It's a NASCAR.
It's more like national holidays.
It is.
And that's, before the break, you said there was, Bill said there was no relation to the national holiday and the tournament. Well, there is. There is a relation. Air Max Day. Mm. That's today. Nike Air Max Day. Do they wear Air Maxes?
I don't think so.
I don't know what kind of shoes. Right. Do they have to wear? I guess they have to wear the specific
cleats.
Shoe for the team.
Cleats?
Well, the basketball shoe. No, yeah. No cleats. No cleats on the court.
All right, so we're back to no relation. Yeah. I would have guessed Air Max because it's like air, like you want to float high in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think technology's come a long way. I don't know if too many people rock the air bubble anymore.
So that technology is obsolete, this trampoline.
I did not say that.
National,
but there's others.
National Spinach Day.
Okay.
That's relevant for the game.
I think they're making a Popeye movie.
They are making a Popeye movie.
They're making a Popeye movie.
With
and it's
real
like,
people?
Yes,
real people.
Live action. Popeye and it's anywhere? Like very dramatic. The trailer, at least, is extremely dramatic. Like they're trying
oh,
to.
There's a Oh, I'm going to have to find the trailer.
Yes, you have to find the trailer.
Who plays?
And watch it.
Who plays?
I don't even know if it showed the person that's going to play Popeye. I cannot remember.
Just his big guns?
I just saw, it just showed his, like,
can of spinach.
Giant arms.
Glug, glug, glug.
But it looks very dramatic. I don't know if it's going to be funny or if it's going to be, like, trying to be a serious action kind of movie, which I can.
I hope it tries to be serious.
I can't get behind that.
You ever eat spinach out of a can?
No. What? I didn't even know spinach came in a can. I mean, Popeye ate it that way, but no.
Yeah, and live life.
With the pipe in his mouth.
Yeah.
Double down.
Yeah.
I mean, he's cool. There's cool, but then there's eating spinach out the can with the pipe in your mouth.
Super cool.
That's cool.
Sometimes he would eat it through the pipe.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Faster that way.
Yeah.
Get right to it. American Diabetes Alert Day.
Okay. Or diabetes or the sugars.
The sugars.
As I
prefer
them.
To call it the sugars.
The sugars. Yeah. What is the alert? Oh, just learn. If you have diabetes, just learn.
Learn how to assess your diabetes risk level.
Yeah. I have an issue with the way AI wrote this description for Good Hair Day.
Why?
As a lady, your hair is your most valuable asset.
How's that make you feel?
I'd like to dispute that as a lady.
You don't think that your whole purpose is not wrapped up inside of your hair?
I don't think so. And if that is true, then
who taught you incorrectly?
I'm failing. It's clean. That's all I can promise. It's clean.
Is that the standard? Is that a good standard in general?
I mean, today, I'm happy that it's clean. I had to roll the dice on whether I was going to wash it today or not. That's a whole ordeal, too. But no, I do not agree that my hair is my most valuable asset. I think I have a lot of other things that are good about me.
You do.
You have a lot of
hair, including your hair. Your hair is right up
not,
there.
Hair's not the top.
But a couple more questions about hair. The concept of washing it.
Yeah.
Not daily?
No.
Ladies don't typically wash their hair daily. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it's not good to wash your hair every day.
I don't wash my hair every day.
It's not healthy for your hair to wash it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Why? What am I doing wrong?
Well, when you have long hair, you know, it just dries it out if you wash it every day. So the ends will get kind of frayed and icky looking. So it's better for your hair if you just let the natural oils.
Natural oils do its work.
Do their job.
I got a lot of oils coming out of my
hair. Yeah.
Too many.
Hey, now.
See how it goes.
Plus, I put wax in it every day.
Well, you feel like you have to wash that out.
Feel like. If you want me to not, you want me to come in tomorrow.
See what happens.
Fresh.
Twice baked?
Yeah. Yeah. Throw some cheddar on top of that bad boy.
That's it.
Yeah.
A little chive.
I mean, I put product in my hair every day, and superhero. I don't wash it every day. I would say twice a week, max.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
Sometimes just once a week.
I will say Nat put me up on that.
Yeah.
Do you use a particular type of shampoo? Like, are you heavy on a particular brand shampoo or don't care?
No, I just...
Garnier Fructis.
I don't use Pantene. Sorry, Pantene.
Pantene Pro-V?
I don't use it, no, because it leaves, like, this kind of film on your hair, this, like, waxy film on your hair. Yeah. Ooh. My hair never really felt clean. And my hairdresser said that was not good to use either. So,
what, that sulfate free?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just about sang the CoverGirl jingle, but that's makeup. That's not.
No, it's not.
CoverGirl doesn't make shampoo?
CoverGirl. Who is that?
Easy breezy, beautiful CoverGirl.
Yeah. No, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure whatever company owns them probably makes it. It's probably Procter & Gamble or one of those companies.
Do
companies
they own all the entire industry of ladies' stuff?
I learned.
Lady things?
No. Not the entire industry of lady things. They're just, you know, big companies own different brands and things like that. So,
what about Independence Day of Bangladesh? Do you think that they wash their hair on their Day of Independence?
I'm sure they do things how they like to do them in Bangladesh. Where is Bangladesh?
On the other side of the world.
Where? What country would you think it's the closest to? Because you know how good we are at geography.
Well,
especially,
I can do a continent.
Okay. What continent?
Asia.
Good. There you go. It is. It is on the continent of Asia.
I'm going to say it's near Thailand.
Thailand. Okay. I don't know.
Bangladesh is close to Thailand. Bill, that's my guess. Where do you think Bangladesh is? What's the closest country to Bangladesh? India? Is it closer to India or is it closer to Thailand?
Oh, man.
Over under on this. DraftKings me.
Over under India. I did get a call from Jeff, though.
ICATS?
Yes. He is reporting a accident southbound on 77 at exit 25. The accident is over to the off to the side, but it is creating some heavy slowdowns there. And then he is not quite sure of the reason, but for some reason, 77 north around the lake area is extremely heavy. So basically a standstill. Does that get me out of answering that question?
No, it doesn't, because we're back to Bangladesh. But 77 southbound near exit 25, there's an accident. You know what that's going to do. That's going to rock your world if you're going southbound on 77. Mm-hmm. You know that bottleneck ain't going to ease up anytime soon. Mm-mm. Go ahead and turn around, take the note home, print it off the WSICnews.com website, hand it to your boss. 77 northbound, just extremely heavy traffic. Not sure. That doesn't appear there's an accident. Just generally the amount of people that are commuting on our roadways on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. Bangladesh is... closer to either India or Thailand. I'm going to say Thailand.
Okay.
Bill went India.
Bill went India. Bill wins. It's right next to India. Borders. Shares a border with India. It is close-ish to Thailand, but there's a country in between Bangladesh and Thailand. And
okay, so I'm off by one country
one
separation?
Country, yeah.
Pay me my money.
Live long and prosper day.
Can you do the
Vulcan?
The Vulcan.
Can you?
Is it not thumb extended?
Is it thumb extended?
I think
or
it's
thumb.
I think it's thumb extended.
Because it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like it seemed like hello and f off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey now.
Well,
hey now.
Just like, no, I said the letter. I said
right,
the letter.
Right.
I said the
I don't
letter.
Know what you're talking about.
Martyr's Day in Mali.
I don't know.
Pan Pam. The whole scenario. National Day of Life, Peace, and Justice.
That's good to celebrate every day.
Wondering how to celebrate this day? Well, we've got some suggestions for you. Let's find out what their suggestions are. I don't need the history. Just need the suggestions.
What are their suggestions?
Well, how to observe. Oh, it's about El Salvador.
Ah.
That's what it's related to. Learn about peace and justice in El Salvador. Don't they allow Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah.
El Salvador is big on the Bitcoin game.
Mm.
Okay, it's also make up your own holiday day.
No way.
You
yes.
Make up your own. What you like?
Oh man, that's
put
a hard
you on the
one.
Spot.
I know. What holiday would
make
I make up?
Make up your own holiday day.
I can do it today. I was going to say just a day named after me, Mamie Day, but I don't know what you would do to celebrate that.
Everything Mamie, drink
do
your
as
wine.
She does. Yeah. Yeah.
Act like me today.
Sure. Bill, make up your own holiday. What you doing?
Well, Mamie stole mine, which was Mamie Day. National Radio Producer Day, where you strong. Celebrate and provide love to that person.
You're doing great if you today, have a Bill. Radio.
You're doing great.
You're doing so
we
good.
Appreciate
gotta
you
go.
So much.
Must be someone calling to tell me
they appreciate
me.
You.
Yeah.
I'll go. I would say it's National Wash Your Hair Twice Day.
Oh, because it does say lather, rinse, repeat.
Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34 on this Tuesday. One of our favorite segments over the week. Chatting with Ben McKeith, General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Plenty to do around the high country. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Oh, another day in paradise. You know, we had a chance to chat with Wes Whitson, director of Merlefest, a little bit earlier. Merlefest, Wilkes Community College, about how far is that from you guys in Boone?
It's just under 30 minutes.
Not bad at all. A nice little cruise down the mountain a little bit. We will be doing a giveaway soon, and we think we're gonna couple it with a little Greystone action there, Ben. Merlefest tickets, a Greystone stay, a great experience overall for someone who wins it. What's going on, though, this week? And Merlefest isn't until the 25th. Plenty of stuff going on for Easter, I would imagine, in the high country.
Yeah, so we're just kind of gearing up for the month of April. Got several things going on this weekend with Easter going on. Beach Mountain is actually doing a what they call Hoppy Easter Party. That's going to be on the 30th. That's going to be at their recreation center. About 30 minutes from Boone. A lot going on with Beach Mountain, even after the Ski Mountain closes. Also got one of my favorite times of the year is we're leading into the first week of April, which is when Tweetsie Railroad is going to be opening, which is, can't believe, I feel like they just closed for the year. And we also have next weekend is the 44th annual Trout Derby, which is definitely a welcome to the spring season in the high country.
I think back to last year, I took the kids to Tweetsie for the first time. And so this year, do you know of any particulars that they've got planned for maybe some of the special stuff? I know they had Thomas the Tank Engine, right, at one point. They obviously always do the scary time at Halloween and the Christmas time at Christmas. And anything special this year for Tweetsie?
Yeah, they kind of keep a similar schedule throughout the year. I think June is typically when we see Thomas the Tank Engine come in. And it's typically a full week, and that's always fun.
That's a great time. So this year, for Easter, I'm seeing quite a few activities going on. You've got different celebrations at different places. Mount Jefferson State Park looks like in West Jefferson. I see some stuff here at Beach Mountain, like you mentioned. What's typical for let's say the McKeithen family, since you live in Boone? Do you guys venture out and have any kind of routines you guys like to do for Easter?
So we've been, the last couple of years, we've been doing the sunrise service on Easter, which is a lot of fun. You know, you got a lot of great places up here to catch the sunrise, welcoming the Easter morning. So that's what we'll do Sunday. We're actually going to be doing some, our kids have spring break next week. And talking to different people, spring break is scattered around. Some of the people have had it early in March. Some people on spring break this week and then some next week. We're seeing a lot of families and activity in the hotel, which tells me they're here, which is exciting.
Somebody else who's here at Greystone Lodge got the ham shop hanging out in the parking lot. Has it been successful having the ham shop readily available for guests of Greystone right there in the parking lot?
I have heard such great feedback from our guests, and it's one of those It's one of those things they get here, and honestly, it's a little bit of a surprise when they have the option to see they can order food. On the weekends from the food truck. We actually have a fun event going on this Thursday night with a local startup group, like a entrepreneur group coming in Thursday evening to do some networking, and he's going to be here doing food for that. And then he'll be here through the weekend. He's been throwing out some really fun sandwich specials each week and promoting that on his social media as well.
The other part of entering into April, the warmer weather is going to start making its way here, especially in the high country. One of my favorite activities that I did back in my time in Boone, and I enjoy doing when I can when we come up, rafting, like river rafting. Is that still a thing to do up there in Boone for the most part for people if they want to try that out when the weather warms up?
We actually have a really good relationship. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We have a great relationship with Wahoo's Adventure, and we're working right now on putting together some packages and discounts for the year. We started that conversation last year, and so we're excited about that. That's the rafting, but a lot of people also like going a little easier and doing the tubing. That's probably the most popular thing. Wahoo's is a great option for tubing, and we'll be blowing up our social media and our blogging in the next couple weeks about getting ready for that season.
And let me be clear, I meant tubing. I didn't mean extreme river rafting. I meant laying lazily in a tube floating down a river like a salmon.
Yeah, anytime you can have your beer cooler floating next to you in a river, that's
not a bad
thing.
Day.
Speaking of beer cooler, High Gravity Adventures also outdoor climbing and zip lining. I never was big on the rock climbing thing. I'm not saying I'm scared. I'm not going to say that, Ben, but a little bit nervous to do the rock climbing. But people really love it, and people who are enthusiasts of rock climbing come from all over to the high country area. Am I wrong about that?
You're right. In fact, we actually have a Center 44 is an indoor climbing experience, which is actually located right next to Hatchet Coffee. A lot of folks are enjoying the year-round climbing, and then they get into that sport, and they are able to enjoy it outdoors in the spring, summer, and fall.
And then wineries. Talk to us about the wineries around the high country.
So, I would say probably the closest is going to be Grandfather Mountain Vineyard, which is going to be about a 15-minute drive from the hotel. It's located right down the river in the base of Grandfather Mountain, and they also have food trucks as well. That's a place to go. We try to promote, and when they have special events, and let people know. But so you got Grandfather Mountain Winery, Banner Elk Winery, and Linville Falls Winery, all just west of the Greystone Lodge.
Isn't the high country the Napa Valley of the East? Isn't that what they say?
Oh, I've heard that a lot. Yeah, for sure.
All right. What are some of the other local partnerships you guys have there at Greystone? Because you guys are so involved in the local community. You've even had David Jackson on with you, president of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I mean, what a growing area right now. What are some of y'all's favorite partnerships you guys have around the high country?
Well, I'll mention one. This is a little bit of a teaser. We're rolling out a brand new partner within the hotel, hopefully by Friday. If not, it'll be early next week with High Country Candles. We've been working with them to create a partnership, a co-branding opportunity to have a custom Greystone candle available for purchase at the hotel, and it's another great local company right there in Blowing Rock that they make the candles, so we're excited about that. That just adds to the list of partnerships with Stick Boy Bread Company, Hatchet Coffee, Venture Chocolates, Bouquet Florist. We are working on the final stages of obtaining our ABC permits, which means we'll be selling beer and wine shortly, and we'll have a lot of local vendors with beer and wine as well.
That's a big announcement.
Yeah,
that's
very cool.
That's awesome that you guys are going even farther. Again, it's about the experience. That's what I enjoy about Greystone, is it's not like the lodging's a big piece, right, of your experience, but you guys understand the concierge level service that's needed in order to help facilitate a great time for people. Ben, so thinking forward through to the spring and even into the summer, one of the things that always got me with the weather in Boone, like right now in particular, you start off in the morning, it's chilly, you get to midday, it's really, really nice out, a little bit warmer, but then when the sun starts dipping back down, you got to layer back up. Give us like a walkthrough of what you recommend people bring as far as attire right now this time of year and to be able to navigate.
You just hit the nail on the head when you said layer up. I think most people in Boone wear layers through the winter. Like I'm constantly wearing a fleece coat, something that's not too heavy, but it does start off pretty chilly in the morning, and you know, it does warm up to where you can open the windows, enjoy riding around the high country, and then by the evening you're back to the fleece coat. So and at the Greystone, you know, people come back and they enjoy the indoor heated pool and they enjoy the outdoor fire pit in the evenings. And you know, who wants to sit by a fire when it's hot? So that's perfect.
And Ben said the magic word there, that indoor pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we did I think have a couple weeks ago where Ben showed us that indoor pool for a bit there when during our conversation. Ben McKee, the general manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, what do you want people to know for this week in particular for Greystone and the things going on there in the high country?
Okay, so on our Instagram page, we're going to repost the link to, if you stay three or more nights, 25% off. If you book one room, and if you actually book two rooms, you could do adjoining rooms if you'd like, to buy one night and get the second night half off, that's calling directly to the hotel, 828-264-4133. If you just need a little bit more space and you want us to help you arrange a larger room option for your family, just give us a call. We will make that happen for you.
Okay, Ben McKee, the general manager, Greystone Lodge. Ben, we appreciate you. We look forward to chat with you on Thursday this week. Getting closer and closer to the App Summerfest as well going on up there. Plenty of great artists and things to talk about there. Ben, we appreciate you.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too, sir.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48 on this Tuesday.
Still Tuesday.
Mamie, you're here.
I'm here.
I feel like you haven't talked in so long. I apologize. Go ahead.
That's okay.
You can take the last 12, whatever you want to talk
just
about.
Just whatever I feel like
what's
talking
on your
about
mind?
Are you going to be here tomorrow, Mamie?
I will not be here tomorrow. Sorry.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be in Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Too far. I had to pack a bag.
Theater.
I had to go all the way to Charlotte.
She's doing overnight.
Yeah, I got to pack a bag and go down there.
We'll miss you.
Thanks.
Real quick, Jeff did call in. Northbound 77, there is an accident near Troutman. So if you are heading north on 77 and you're saying to yourself, why is there so much traffic? It's because there's an accident. 77 northbound near Troutman, exit 42. Delays backed up past 36 at the time Jeff called a few minutes ago. So that's probably just going to continue for a while until they're able to clear it out. Jeff giving his recommendation of alternative routes. Personally, he's taking Highway 21. Up the back way to Troutman. He's recommending that as well. Again, 77 northbound. Right now, there's an accident.
Jeff Ernan today.
Yeah,
Jeff. He's out there. Out there on them streets.
Jeff,
yeah.
My only goal in life is to just make Jeff laugh just a little bit every day. I hope we do. I hope we just make him laugh a little bit.
I think naturally, Jeff laughs at us every day.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a positive.
Yeah, he's a great, great person.
So you're not going to be here tomorrow.
I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be in Charlotte all day tomorrow.
Just all day for the day conference? A little daycation?
Just a day. We're doing, at my other job, doing a big review the quarter.
Review it up.
Real fun.
And the quarter.
One of those big, long, all-day meetings that people just love. So
let's
I try
talk
to
about
make it
quarter.
Entertaining.
Why not talk about the dime? Just the quarter?
No, talking about the last 3 months.
Oh,
the last 3 months of what we've done.
Not the penny.
One of the things I do, though, to make it fun, because I know how hard it is to sit through those meetings, and people might not want to hear me talk for an hour. So I always put together, my social media manager and I always put together a blooper reel, because we do a lot of reels, videos.
Sure.
We do a lot of stuff, podcasting, webinars. So we put together a little...
A little snippet?
Little like minute and a half blooper reel of mostly me making mistakes.
Was it funny?
It's... So last year was the first year I did it, or last quarter, sorry, the end of the year, I did it for the whole year. I had my social media manager pull some stuff, and because he didn't know that we were going to do this, like it was just came off the top of my head. He didn't have as many clips, and I was like, okay, so for the next one, make sure you save some of the funny
save
stuff.
Save the good stuff.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny. So I don't think they're expecting it. If anybody's listening this morning, spoiler alert for Spotlight branding.
There's your day.
I'm doing it again.
There's your whole day.
But
right
they don't know what's on it anyway if they're listening. So
that's okay.
But yeah, it's a good time. So I'm excited about that.
That's an adventure.
Try to make it entertaining for the people I work with.
Plenty of blooper reels that go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, just me like flubbing my words whenever I try to do a video. I don't know how I can, I mean, not that I'm perfect on here either, but I come on here and I talk and I think I get things right, but it's when I have to be like, I feel like I have to act, you know, for these videos that I make mistakes.
When I say, Mamie, it's your turn, go.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
What do I do with my hand?
Okay. Here we go. Let's go. Let's do something. Yeah. Did you see this? Are you a big Kevin Bacon fan?
I've seen Footloose. I've seen.
Do you
Footloose.
Like you like the movie?
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you. The old one, the original, I never you know really connected with. I don't know if that's showing my age at all. I saw the new one, the remake that
you
was
like
done
it?
A few years ago. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought the remake was pretty good.
Yeah,
I didn't hate it.
I mean, the '80s were a different time of movie making. You know.
You know what? Sometimes some movies from like the '70s and eighties are too hard to watch now. They're like, they feel really slow because everything's so fast paced now. Movie wise, like TVs and movies, the older ones sometimes feel slow, but I do still like Footloose.
Is it the dancing you like, or what is it you like? The story?
I think it's a sweet story. I like the dancing. I like the dancing montage.
Shelby didn't allow dancing. Yeah. Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, I kind of, not really. I mean, we had a prom, we actually had it at the fish camp is where we had the prom. It was the fanciest place in town. It's a fish camp now.
Heck yeah. What kind of fish?
You know, fish camp fish. You know, just fried fish.
Just halibut?
No. You know,
tilapia?
Fish camp. Like Big Daddy's in Mooresville fish camp. That kind of. But not. It was, I will say.
Like you eat it or you buy it like bait?
No. You eat it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if it was like, you know, one of those places where they're growing fish.
No.
You know what I mean? Just pools of fish everywhere that you can just pick your own, pick three, get one free.
We did have dancing. So we did have a prom, not like Footloose where they canceled it. But I grew up in a church that dancing was not okay. So
sure.
Like never at a wedding. There was never dancing at weddings. So it was just in the church fellowship hall, pimento cheese sandwiches. And so I can, maybe because I could relate to that, be like, no dancing allowed.
Pimento cheese sounds pretty good right now, pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah, but I grew up not liking going to weddings because I thought that's all they were. I was like,
pimento cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, like punch, pimento cheese, those little mints. So I was like, that's boring.
Strong.
You just stand around and eat. Now I don't mind standing around eating snacks, but as a kid, it wasn't fun for me.
That's about the most ideal scenario of a wedding, I think, that I can visualize right now. It's just
bring it back.
Cheese,
bring back
the
Southern
mints.
Weddings.
And what was the drink
of punch,
choice? A little bit of punch.
A little bit of punch.
Red punch?
It was usually green because you would put like, it was Sprite, pineapple juice, and you would put lime sherbet in it. Mm-hmm.
Lime sherbet.
Lime sherbet. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that was the drink of choice. But that was it.
I didn't expect a green punch.
It was green.
To come
it was always green and kind of like the pineapple was really tart. So green and kind of tart. But bringing this all back to Kevin Bacon that I asked you about earlier.
Some bacon jam?
Yeah. Well, the school where they filmed Footloose is going to be demolished. So they've asked Kevin Bacon to come to that school.
To demolish it?
No. Oh. For the prom. So he's going to come and he's going to visit that
school. So is this the last year of that school?
The last year of that school, yeah. And it's like the school where they filmed the movie. So there's pictures of him all over there, like scenes from the movie that happened in the school. So they're about to tear it down to build a new one.
Could you imagine at like the planning board meeting how mad those people are in the town when they announce that they're going to tear it down?
Yeah, but how happy they are now that Kevin Bacon's going to come to their prom.
That's a one-off, though.
You think that's going to make people feel better?
People are, how can you tear down this historic building?
Yeah, I don't know. Something being involved in a movie, you consider that historic?
I mean, it's Footloose.
I mean,
I'm
it's a big movie, but
movie.
I...
It's one of the bigger, right, as far as a history of movies? Is Footloose up there?
But I don't consider that a historic event. I think, like...
Historic location.
Location, no. I wouldn't consider
like
that
like the Brady Bunch house. You think it ever gets torn down?
Is it still there?
You can,
now?
I think you can stay the
night
there.
You can go see it?
I think you can rent it and you can stay the night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't know.
What? I've seen it before on my timeline.
You've seen the actual Brady Bunch house?
I mean, not
that's
like
a Hollywood set.
I thought it was a set.
Nah. I mean, there's like a set, but I think there's like, because you know, they always had the picture of
the
front.
Outside, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a real house.
That's a real house, but it doesn't look like that on the inside, like it did in the show.
You've never been there?
Okay. You know. I'm sure you know.
I might know something. The Ego house. You think that one ever gets torn down or no? That lives forever.
No, I'm just going to have to walk up there, I guess, one weekend and be
I
like,
didn't win again. I at least, well, I'm assuming I didn't because they didn't contact
they
me.
They haven't. They haven't. Your I Love Pancakes didn't.
It didn't do it in.
Sway
no, no, it didn't. Maybe that would persuade Footloose to not tear it. Is it the school system building a new school or do we not know what they're building?
I think they're going to build a new school, yeah.
Is Kevin Bacon going to dance when he goes to the prom?
Yes. Like he's. I mean, you know, they're probably choreographing a dance and everything.
Because I think this is what happens. He walks in, and this is the first thing he says. Here's the secret. I can't dance.
It was a double dancing?
It was a double.
He's very active on TikTok, and him and his wife dance a lot on TikTok, yeah.
Do they do that coordinated dance stuff?
Like the TikTok dances, yeah, sometimes. I mean, they're not.
Have you done that stuff?
No. I will not, ever.
You and Katie don't want to do the coordinated? No. Or you and Rob?
No. Rob doesn't even know.
Let's have Rob do the coordinated.
I would love to see him attempt it. He does love to dance too, and he's a good dancer. I'm not making fun of him, but I would love to see him try to do one of those
for the TikTok dance. Is it all like when they do the coordinated? Is it always the same dance? Like every or it's different
dances.
Who's making it up?
Just different creators. Yeah, just different creators.
Like just here, let me move this way while you simultaneously move that way.
They'll pick 15 seconds of a song and make up some movements to it.
Is it really Kevin Bacon's fault why that's so popular on TikTok? Because he kind of invented dancing?
No, he didn't invent dancing. There's lots of people dancing before him.
They could just really quickly do a film where the school is going to tear down the building because they don't want any more dancing.
Is that what it is? So that's,
yeah.
That's the...
A sequel or...
A sequel to
make
Footloose?
It into a new movie.
Right. Right, let's roll this out.
Like Kevin coming back 30 years later where it all started.
Right.
Mm. Now my life's in shambles and I need to dance more.
Right.
Something like
you
that.
You got to save dancing. This school.
Dancing yeah. solves lots of problems, though, you know.
And then they do a fundraiser, a dance fundraiser.
Right.
Yeah, dance off.
Dance off.
I like it.
But Kevin, and then come to find out, Kevin cheated and he's not allowed, and then he doesn't win.
Right. But the superintendent loved dancing
right.
so much
reverse
as a kid.
Rules.
And then something happened, twisted his ankle, and then
Kevin Bacon married his girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was the antagonist in Kevin Bacon's in Footloose?
In Footloose?
Yeah, I don't remember the character's name. I'm gonna say Biff.
I don't remember. Yeah, some
like
80s
that.
Name. Yeah.
So that guy is now principal. We're casting the characters
okay.
right now. Is what
all
we're
right.
doing. He's
right.
now principal.
Okay.
And now the tides have turned.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin now has a hate for dancing. The previous antagonist has to convince Kevin, no, it's worth it.
Mm, okay.
Do you think that saves the school?
That's, yeah, definitely. That's a movie I'd watch.
They're still going to tear down the school.
Yeah, they are still tearing down the school.
In real life, they're going to tear down the school.
Did you go to your prom?
I did.
Your high school prom?
I
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Junior and senior year. Did you guys have a junior and senior prom?
Yes.
In Shelby?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just 1 year.
Yes, I went all 4 years.
You went all 4 years?
I did go all 4 years, yeah.
Who'd you went with a junior?
I was dating an older guy.
Okay,
yes,
here we go.
That's how I got to
I
go.
Went to junior prom during my freshman year, and then during my sophomore year. Did you go to senior prom or junior prom?
Senior prom.
Had that same green
same
punch.
Guy.
We're
yeah,
just drinking
green
punch.
Definitely green punch. But if a celebrity was... Oh, are we done?
We are.
Do you want to be done?
No. I
We're
was
done.
Gonna say,
you're out of here.
Are we done? Is it over?
You're suspended tomorrow.
I don't know about this green punch thing still. I'm still taken back by having green. I don't know. Too
we'll unpack it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not.
I will not be here for that one.
Home Ad Show is up next.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7. WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.